to order. We will do a roll call real quick. Jackie Kerouac-Fram.
John Falk.
Lucille Harris.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great, thank you. We have an agenda. I'm going to make a motion to amend it, however, before we approve it, because you will not believe the idea that the day that I have had, actually just really the last couple hours, I forgot that I had to pick up both children today instead of just one, and so I've been running like a maniac, picking up the kids and then getting home, and as a result, I left the materials I was going to share with you at the office. Then I was locked out of my remote login, so I couldn't print them out when I got home. It's like just a whole bunch of errors all on top of each other. So we were going to look at, well, so a few things. So Kelly Cannon is no longer with City Hall. So Yolanda House, is that how you say your last name?
Housie.
Housie. Yolanda Housie is our new staff liaison. And one of the things that Kelly was going to do before, you know, after our last meeting, is that she was going to look at Human Relations Commission's websites from other commissions and see how ours compares. So since she's not here, we can't do that. So we can move that to something that we do in the next meeting. Also, the commission work plan review. I assembled a work plan that is, it follows pretty much the principles that you've set out, Lucille. We were going to fill in the blanks, where it basically said the items that we agreed to do over the next year and the steps to do them, and then tonight we were going to fill in who was going to do what by which date. But we don't have that either. So we could sort of review what was on that, if I can remember, because I actually made it for the June meeting, which was canceled, so I haven't looked at it myself in a while. So that will be also tabled. The commission reports, I'm not sure if anybody has gone to the commissions that we selected at the whatever meeting that was in February, I think. I'm on the schedule to attend the Parks, I think I'm on the Parks, yes, commission meeting, yeah, that's why my name is there. But it's not till next week. So I'll be going to that one. We can talk about that. That is something we can talk about. And then assigning the remaining commissions, but it doesn't look like we have enough people here. So, all that to say, this agenda is not really workable. So I move that we amend the agenda to, in the unfinished business category, to remove the HRC website item and remove the assigned remaining commissions item. Can I get...
Second.
Thank you. All in favor of approving the agenda as amended?
Yes.
All right, thank you. The February 2018 minutes. Yolanda, do you have any record of that anywhere in the area to see? Okay, so Linda Shaw is our secretary, and I believe she did take minutes at that meeting, and I believe she did forward them to Kelly, but maybe not. Mm-hmm. Unclear. And I don't think Linda said she was going to come tonight, so I'm not sure if she will, but I will reach out to her and see if she has those minutes, but we cannot approve them because we do not have them. But I will reach out to Linda. I promise the next meeting will be better for you guys. Okay, so unfinished business. Do you, how many of you guys, have you been to the Human Relations Commission website?
Yeah, we've updated. I've looked at a while ago. We did do a comparison of some other commissions. I thought there was one in Portland, maybe. Has that been mentioned? Or I thought it was Seattle or something like that, but it was a kind of an active commission. I think there's a number of commissions that are very similar to our commission.
Yeah.
Oh, I did something maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think I have it on my computer. I think I brought it to the group. I'm almost sure.
Where you were looking at what other commissions are doing on the web and how they present themselves.
And they were mostly in the Northeast, I remember. Yeah, but they were very active.
Yes.
So maybe I can pull that
up. If you could pull that up, that would be great.
Okay.
That would be great. Just because one of the things that we talked about as a priority for this year was to make ourselves more visible in the community and help people better understand what it is that we do. So if we can do that through our website in part, that would be great. And I will try to bring printouts next time with that. Okay. So the work plan basically was a, I brought an example of one to one of our meetings where it was like, there is an activity, and then there, it's very much based on this, you know, measurable goals with a timeline kind of idea. And so we had decided at our February meeting what the elements of our next annual plan were going to be, and I basically, you know, built a template with those items in it, and then to fill, tonight we were going to fill in who was going to do what by when. Unfortunately, again, I don't have that. But just as a reminder, the things that we had all decided as a commission to do were to reach out to the other commissions in U City and to offer ourselves as a resource for conversations around equity and diversity and inclusion. And to do that, we all selected a commission to attend and introduce ourselves to the chair and see what they're up to. I had parks. Dennis, you had economic development, sales tax board. Did you happen to go?
No, I remember shortly after we initially had an idea, I reached out to try and make it to the meeting. But we meet quarterly.
Okay.
And I had just missed.
Okay.
The most recent one.
Okay.
But
so
yeah, I'll check on their schedule.
Okay.
That would be an interesting one with what's going on with the development and what's up in the Dow. More so than that commission, but that's a very active topic. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking that economic development sales tax board commission would be particularly interesting beyond if their membership is involved in what's going on at Olive and 170. But that may not be a direct correlation. I don't know if there's another way we could dig in with that very visible and very somewhat controversial because of who the folks it's displacing.
Yeah,
to
so
make sure that equitable things are happening and people are respected and treated fairly.
Right.
There's a group called TIFF, T-I-F-F, and they're directly associated with the economic development.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a committee that takes in suggestions from other people, groups, and et cetera, and they've been meeting regularly.
So that's not the tax increment financing. That's an actual group acronym.
That's a tax increment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what TIFF stands for. But
right.
The group that you're talking about is, it's got TIFF in the name, but I can't remember what it is exactly. So Glenn, the guy who came and talked to us when we were doing the housing initiative, he's a leader of that group.
EHOC.
It's not through his role at EHOC, but he's also involved in this initiative. Basically, the idea is that they don't think that you should be just using TIFFs all over the place to subsidize development. But yes, I can't remember the name of the group, but I know what you're talking about.
And
the next meeting will be August 23rd at the school auditorium, right?
For the TIFF meeting? Mm-hmm. Yes.
High school?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the high school.
Auditorium, 23rd, with the commission open to the public as well.
But is that what you're referring to?
The
redevelopment of Olive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That would be an interesting.
So not a not a commission as much as a
commission.
Topic.
Commission hold a meeting, but open to the public, and because we have the project ongoing on that I-170, so lots of residents attend the meeting.
Right. Okay. And what commission is holding that meeting?
Economic development.
This is this month. Okay.
Yes.
Great. school. That would be a great meeting to go to. Okay. So, and then Lucille, you had the arts, and your reaction, I'm judging that you didn't go either, but you'll go.
Yes.
Okay. And then Linda had seniors, and I haven't heard from her, so I don't know if she's gone. So there's two more. John, you don't have one. Would you prefer historic preservation or the planning?
Preservation.
Okay.
I'll attend, but my tenure here is, I'm on the
When is your tenure over here?
It ended in April.
Oh, you're done already? You're just waiting for a reappointment?
Okay.
Oh.
I believe it ended. I got to double check that.
This month is my month to be up. I've done my 3 years.
So this is your last meeting?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try to go a little longer.
Okay. So we will attend those things. So that then the other element that we had agreed on is that we would try to host some sort of a public conversation around equity in university space. And we hadn't decided where or how big or when or anything, which is one of the things we were going to do with the work plan tonight. And I would suggest that perhaps we wait. We could talk about it tonight, but we'd be sort of talking about it very loose way. However, please share with me your thoughts on that. If for some reason it doesn't seem like a good idea anymore, is it still something that we want to be doing? Have you seen any other work like that going on in the city recently? I know there's a lot of groups who are active in that area. Any thoughts you have on that?
Could you repeat what you just said? I saw your mouth move.
Your mind was somewhere else. I was just talking about how we had agreed that we would try to hold a community conversation, a gathering, at some place in New City to talk about matters of race equity, broadly defined. We hadn't even figured out what area of that we were going to look at. I think, you know, housing and segregation is a big one that has come up for us. But that was the other thing that we were going to try and tackle this year. Making ourselves more visible, and then having some sort of a community conversation.
We talked about having articles in.
That was the other thing, yes.
And I said I would do the writing.
Yes.
You guys gave me the information.
Right. That was also one of them. Right.
In Roar? In Roar?
Roar. And what's the other one? Roar. Because Pride is mostly for the school district. But they might let us interject something in there to say who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you know, Jackie, with all this going on with the redevelopment, I really feel that we need to connect with that since we are the voice of the people. Because I attended a meeting, and it was pretty rough, the one that I went to. There are a lot of pros and cons. And I expressed that to my councilman. But I could see the benefits. I'm going to look this way, too. Because I learned that when you're speaking to a group, you know, you turn this way. There are a lot of pros and cons, and I've heard a lot of them. We do need to redevelop Ward 3. I've been there 49 years. And it started off like, wow, and now it's wow. So we do need some revenue coming in. But the way it's laid out, I don't believe it's all to go to Ward 3. I think it's to be spread out in the community. And so I have an email that came from one of the former employees in New City. And she ran for office, and she sent me an extensive email making suggestions to the TIF committee, saying that they need to maybe come in and give some scholarship money, you know, for underprivileged children. And she had some real good ideas. So if I can think, I can make copies and bring it the next time. But there are two sides to it. It's Wayne Smotherson's baby. And so, you know, he's really nursing it. But, you know, I could see some of my concerns would be traffic. That area up at I-170 and Olive in the evenings is so jammed. And I'm thinking, how would you bring in a Costco and a high-end hotel and other things, and how would you redirect that traffic up there? The other thing was they were taking some of the businesses that had been there for years, like Byers Lumber, who else? There were other places that had been there for years. They were upset. One guy had a company that manufactures high-end landscaping equipment, and he said he needed to be right next to something like I-170 so he could get his equipment transported from one place to another. I have a girlfriend who lives in that area, two blocks south of Olive off of McKnight, and she cried when they told her that they wanted her house. She hasn't been there that long, but she said what they offered her was beautiful. They are offering two times what these people are owing as a balance on their mortgage. So, you know, money talk.
So all those are interesting. I wonder if we, I should look at my phone and see if it's available. But it would be interesting. So in my mind, the point of this commission is to be able to have people come, which they never do, and talk about their concerns in this area, and then we advise the council. Right? We're not, like, doing the change or whatever. You know, we're a filter. We tried moving forward a piece of legislation, and that didn't work so well. But it got us noticed. And I think that, you know, if we were to gain more traction in this area as a mouthpiece, like you said, that would be good. So if I'm available, I will attend that meeting. You will attend that meeting. And you and I, whoever else wants to attend together, so we can make a public comment that says, we are here. Please come to our meeting, you know, if you have concerns about equity issues in this project, and we will be glad to sort of collate your responses and deliver them to the council.
I'm going to tell you what would be very effective, I personally feel, if we had a survey that we could pass out at that meeting to ask, list three of your main concerns, prioritize them, number one, two, three, and maybe three suggestions. And then we have collection boxes outside. We hand it to them, and then we collect them.
They don't have to come here.
Yeah. And then we have captured their responses and their concerns.
That's a good idea. Is there any reason that
we,
that
we
would
could
not
also,
be allowed?
We could also just print up a little card with the link to the online survey that we
Damn.
Have.
We did that before, and you got 113, was it? Returns.
No, I think the paper thing would be a good idea.
Because remember I said there are seniors who don't know how to turn on a computer. There are people who are in the lower social economic level, they don't own a computer. So you, if you have it there, they
well,
have
to. If, what I was going to say was we can hand out a card. Most people have phones and they can do it while they're waiting. But if you don't want to do that, that's fine.
No, I'm saying some people don't have phones either, Dennis. You know, I mean not Dennis, John. I'm sorry. But you
come on now. I mean, it's pretty exciting.
Oh, I
here.
Didn't see that. I can't see that from over here. But I think that could happen. Just a simple survey. No deliberation about the wording or anything. You know, because we did that for quite a while.
Okay.
And then we can get them pre-published, pre-printed by UC. And I think if we ask for some tables outside in the hallway, that we could get that and have some pencils there so people can sit down before the meeting.
Or they can take them with them and then bring them back.
Yes.
Out. Where is the meeting?
High school.
At the high school? Yeah. I'm going to double check, but I'll look online while you all are talking. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, in the auditorium.
Mm-hmm. In the high school auditorium.
And it's like 6 or 6:30 or something like that?
I'll confirm it just
a
moment.
Thank you. So, Dennis.
Yes.
Since you were to be our liaison to that commission,
yes,
would you take the lead on contacting them and asking, sort of letting them know what our intentions are? I don't want to take them by surprise. We're a friendly commission. Yeah.
I might be able to help them.
Yeah.
Because I have direct contact with the councilman whose baby that is.
Uh-huh.
And so he owes me. So I can save Dennis the trouble
okay.
by saying we need some tables, we need some chairs,
okay,
we need some pencils.
Will you do that for
okay.
us?
Okay.
Thank
yeah.
you.
I don't want to take over Dennis if you just want, you know.
No.
I can support you.
Do you know if you're able to attend?
Thank you for signaling.
I should be. It's a week from today.
Yes.
What day of the week is it?
I think it's a week from today.
Thursday.
It's a third Sunday.
Some boxes.
Yeah.
Collection boxes.
Uh-huh.
So they can drop them in.
Okay.
We haven't forgotten you, ladies. We have to address them also.
Okay. Great. Well, that's something that we can do. And I think that that is really very much in line with what our work is here. So thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
While we were chatting, I did look up Portland.
Yeah.
And that was one I thought I remembered. I could reach out to someone in that commission and just try and have a chat with them and say, hey, we've got a... I don't know, we're getting off topic here, I guess.
No, go ahead. We were done with that.
Okay.
Moving on.
I looked up Portland has a group picture, 20 people that's on their Human Relations Commission. It looks like they meet every 2 months. I could reach out to someone that's on that commission just to find out what are they doing. People come to the meetings, what are they tackling?
That'd be great.
And just see if I can get any context that would help us understand what they're tackling. The other concept is, as we were chatting, should we actively request a conversation with the mayor and say, what do you want us doing? Because I think this commission was started by Shelley. I think, I'm not certain, but with our current mayor, who's got their pulse or finger on challenges that we could tackle? Would that be a good opportunity to hear, here's what we think we're supposed to be doing. Are you hearing anything? Can you refer things to us? It's a pipeline for activity. Two ideas I just think come in.
Those are good ones. And he's very cooperative. So I'm sure they could even come in and talk to us since we're supposed to be feeding into them. But we have to invite people.
Yes.
We say they don't come, but do we make ourselves available?
Well, our meetings are posted, but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an ongoing conversation, but if there was a real problem that someone brought to us that we could tackle for them, that would be very interesting. I think that somewhat was the root of the changes to the ordinance, was to try and actively deal with what was perceived as a challenge. We got a lot of resistance from that, but I think since that date, other communities have made similar adoptions to what we were proposing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as the chair of the commission, I would be happy to reach out to the mayor and see how he would like to interact with us, if at all. I don't know if he will come to a meeting or what, but I'll reach out.
I think I suggest that you have at least three things that you can offer him. You know, give to him as a choice selection. I think that would be better because he's never attended one of our meetings. Smotherson did when we were talking about equal housing. Yeah. But I think if you give people choice selections, that it really helps.
You mean come to our meeting or?
No, if you could contact him and say, here are three choice selections for you. Could you choose one or two to respond? And then after he responds, then we could invite him if we want him to elaborate on it.
Choices of what? Choices of issues?
I thought you wanted to know how could he connect with us,
okay,
or how could
that's
we connect
okay
with him?
I just wanted to make sure I was understanding
yeah
what you're saying.
Would
okay
it be through activities or
okay,
you know, written communication?
Right. That's a good suggestion.
So the meeting is on August 23rd. It's a public hearing, TIF Commission public hearing, 6 to 8 at University City High School.
Dennis, you said you could probably be there?
Yeah.
And Lucille, you were going to be there with the boxes. I don't mind drafting the survey, and I could just send it to you?
No, they have to be printed.
Okay.
I can proof it.
Yes, I'll send it to
and
you
then,
to prove
yeah
it.
Yeah, and then we could request that city government prints the survey for us.
Could pick them up on their way. Dennis, would you be able to pick
yeah
them up?
Yes. Yeah. Live right around the corner. So.
But will they be open when he gets off the work?
Yeah, I mean, depending on how pretty we want them, I mean, it's just a matter of printing some, you know, questions on paper, like.
Okay. That's all it was going to be. It wasn't going to be anything.
So
how
okay
many copies are you looking for? How
well,
many copies?
We would go
survey
with the number in attendance, the average number or guess.
Mm.
You know, but Ward 3 is directly involved, but other people in other wards have been coming voicing their opinions because it's going to affect the whole city. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
How many people do you think were at the last meeting that you were at?
Oh,
that's
it was in the Mandrian House,
okay,
and we didn't even have enough seats. That was
that
first.
That was the first one.
Now, I haven't been going to the others.
Okay.
The last one was close to 100?
800?
at the Mandarin, it was like 800 or 900.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And then...
you print those off at work, Dennis?
And then we had at the school again last month, and we expect, you know, 400 or 500, but turned out to be less than that. So this time, I heard that it's going to be decision night.
Oh,
commission's
gonna be big.
Supposed to vote yes or no with the plan. So
it's going to be big. So just to give you an idea, I did a database of people who attended the MSD meetings, and I think I came up with like 350 names. All of them weren't from Third Ward. Some first and second. The majority were from the Third Ward. Mm-hmm. Now, they will come out if they know it's decision-making night.
So if it's decision-making night, what... So I didn't realize that was going to be the point, because then what is the point of our survey? You know, if this decision's already done...
I think the survey that Lucille was interested in was survey information for us, not about the TIF as much as...
But we were going to feed what the information we generate from the survey to the council.
Right. Did the council have to make a final decision?
What are we going to ask?
Yes.
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. So
they have to make it on the 23rd. Oh, well.
No.
There's another step.
The commission vote and then submit it before city council at the later date.
Oh.
And city council will be...
Okay, then let's proceed, because then there is an opportunity to provide feedback. Okay.
Right.
So maybe considering that not everybody will take a survey, right? 100? 200? How many?
Is that one page survey or two stapled together? Or?
Oh, no, I think
one page.
Both sides.
Yeah, both sides. It doesn't have to be anything extensive.
Yeah, we can print it for you.
Okay. If I send them
to Yolanda,
you can have them printed, and then Dennis, you can pick them up maybe at some point. Okay.
I'll
try to do it tomorrow.
And can we get some pencils?
For 100? Yeah, we can get some. Yeah.
Okay. I think that will help.
Okay. Well, good. So, just to summarize, so we're all on the same page, I'm going to draft a survey, ask the asks participants what their concerns and suggestions are with regard to this project. To what?
To concerns.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Right. Limit the number of concerns.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And I will send it to Lucille. Since you're close to the issue, you've been going to these meetings, you can prove it.
I haven't been, but...
Well, you're familiar.
You're familiar.
And you live in the community that's the most effective. And then once you've seen it, I will send it to Yolanda. You can print it. Dennis will pick it up. You're going to make some collection boxes.
Yes.
And then at least the two of you, maybe John, will attend that evening. And you're going to ask Smotherson for tables.
And chairs.
Chairs.
Yes.
Okay. Great. That'll be interesting to see what happens.
But now, how will we, following the SMART goals, disseminate the results that we obtained from the survey to the commission? We have to do that in a timely fashion.
Yes.
Because they have to vote. You know, we don't know when, but they can consider what the residents are thinking about their concerns.
Right. Do you have any idea when the council will be taking this up?
I do not, but we can find out and get back to you.
Okay.
She's been here 2 weeks.
I know. I surprised her earlier this week. She's like, I am. Because if we can do it at the September meeting, that would be ideal. But if it has to be sooner than that, then we can figure out what we need to do. And I certainly don't need to have you sitting there with a whole box of surveys by yourself. So we'll figure out what to do with them once we find out how quickly the council wants to move with a decision.
I think, Jackie, if you gave them a choice of, I like the idea, I like the redevelopment plan. I'm not sure that I'm for it or, you know, I think that's good. And then we could, that's a quick tally. And then they could elaborate on maybe two concerns. And I think we need to give them a choice selection on that. Because then people are going to go, it's too close to my house, and a lot of little bitty stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, well, I admittedly have not been following the issue close enough to know what the various concerns would be that we could list.
It would be nice if there was a connection to our court mission. It would make more sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if there was some connection to our core mission specific to how we're treating each other equitably and fairly beyond some personal preferences surrounding the actual idea of TIF. And I think, how do we make it germane to us, I guess is my question. And how do we, I'm sure there's plenty of feedback during the meeting and to date regarding people's thoughts around the proposals, which I am not super informed on as well. But I think if we want to provide some value that's core to our mission and how we treat people fairly and equitably, if that would be interesting. It may shine a light on some information that could prove helpful for future endeavors of this.
I think, Jackie, if suggestion, if we focus on the definition of TIF, that should be there. What does TIF mean? The TIF Commission. What is their goal, and what do they do, or what do they expect to have as an outcome? And then ask. If they're going to find out that there's taxes involved, so what is one thing you would like to see the tax money from TIF used for? Does that make sense?
Does make sense, yeah.
In your community. So then you get a direct answer rather than, you know, too much traffic. It's too close to my house. There's going to be noise. So if you give people, I learned this from working with teachers, choice selections and kids, it really helps.
Yeah, otherwise you've got 800 different answers.
And you make them feel empowered when really you're selecting their choices, but you're giving them a chance to engage.
Okay. I'm going to take a stab at trying to combine both of these things, and trying to have the survey as a vehicle begin with this sort of level setting, like here's what a TIF is, and that, so, and this might require some research, because I haven't been following that closely, but this is going to be like the one over in Kirkwood, right, where there's then money coming to the community, not just...
I can provide that portion.
Could you?
Yeah.
That would be great.
What's the definition and how it works, what kind of taxes involve, because there's two types of taxes, property tax and sales tax. And and then the money that will go into community, it's an incremental. Yeah. So because we hope that the development will increase the value of the property, will bring people to the area to spend money. So those are sales tax and property tax. So I'll do the like generic, and then
that'd be great. And then I can boil it down.
Yes,
something that
okay.
is.
I'll do that.
It is extraordinarily complicated.
I know.
I mean, this is a huge...
It is.
Multiple million dollar...
Right, that is true.
This is interesting.
But Jackie, Wayne Smotherson is your man. This is his baby. And he would be glad to hold a conversation with you.
I believe tomorrow it's a community meeting. Right here, one of these rooms. It's community meeting for TIF, maybe for Ward 3.
Okay, yeah.
Tomorrow,
yeah, they've been having several of them for Ward 3.
I think I saw that one on here too. Let me see.
But I mean, he will meet you. He'll come to your house, and you can go to his house. You know, I mean, he's just that open to it because he wants it to work. It's his baby. So anything we could do to get feedback from the public would help him.
Yes.
And then I was thinking maybe we could go to a council meeting after we send them the results, and maybe our chair could present our findings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we could do that. We could do that.
There's a third ward meeting tomorrow here at 6 o'clock to discuss the TIF or the development, the proposed development. And I think it is focused on that very thing that you're talking about. What outcomes would you like to see?
What I was told is, since the first meeting, it's become more positive to the resident. So that's why they're thinking that on the 23rd, commission would be able to make decision. And I, to my knowledge, I know that some property has already sold their property, right?
Yeah.
So chances.
I read somewhere that 95 of the 100 properties are under contract.
Oh,
I thought I read that.
They're under contract.
Oh, okay. Well, I had a concern as a senior because I want to see the area develop. But our taxes are going up. So, yeah, but I'm saying how would I benefit? Seniors have fixed incomes.
Well, hopefully the tax that increase will come from commercial, right?
I heard a 30-35, Tina, right?
Why?
I heard a 30-35%, and I questioned Smotherson about it. He said he didn't hear it, but I was at that first TIF meeting, and this guy who spoke, he owns the developing company, starts with the N, Novus.
Novus, right.
Novus, yeah. He said something about 30 for the companies and 35 for the residents. I still haven't gotten an answer, but I know I heard it because I was sitting two rows from the front.
The taxes would go up that much?
No, I don't know what it referred to, but those two percentages came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Smotherson, how could you even tell us 30? And they do 35 when they are multi-millionaires, you know. Anyway. So I think we have a good lead.
Yes. I think this is a really good
But could idea. We write down who's going to do what?
Yes. I'll say it again. I wrote it down. I'll say it again. So I'm going to draft a survey. I'm going to send
it.
In
their folders, everybody has a sheet. Who's involved and what would they do? This one. It's a puzzle at the top. I think it'd keep us from just scrambling. And is there a time frame?
Yes. So I will draft the survey.
Okay.
Tomorrow. And I will send it to Lucy.
So we say draft survey Jackie. Okay. Proofread. Under that, Lucille. Okay.
And then I will send it to Yolanda.
Okay.
She will have them printed.
Printing Yolanda. I have to do that. I'm an elementary school person.
sometime before Thursday. I'll have everybody on the email so everybody knows what's going on. And Lucille will make collection boxes.
And pencils.
And there will be pencils from the city. Mm-hmm. And Lucille will ask Spotherson about tables and chairs.
Right.
And then Lucille and Dennis will attend on the 23rd.
Well, Lucille is hopping a lot.
Lucille is doing some stuff.
Just came off the political arena volunteering.
Did you?
Oh, I worked.
Good. Thank you. Okay. All right. Is there any other new business that anybody else has to bring to the commission?
I'm wondering, how could we improve our core? Because if you get the same people who say each month they will come, and you get the same people who don't come, then could we commit to a month? Do we have enough? Like, you guys do, along with Linda, August, and then one drops off, and we pick up Lucille. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. So I think if we're our commission, we should all be here.
Oh.
Be on it or don't. That would be my objective. How often do we meet? Every 2 months now or every month?
It's supposed to be every month, but we have the power to change that,
right,
if we want to.
It was originally quarterly. I think part of it, there will be inconsistency in information. If you're not an active participant, that would be my concern with that approach.
Well, we've had people.
We've got to be a team.
Yeah, but we've had people who they mess up our quorum because they don't come each month. And then if one of us has something going on, there is no quorum. So how could we solve that? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well,
I had one suggestion, but
yes.
Lucille wasn't. So hot on. Would we be more likely to get quorum if we met every couple of weeks rather than once a month?
You mean every other month?
Like every other week.
Oh, whoa.
No, not more.
Less, maybe. Every month.
It's that one day a month. Happens to be when somebody is out of town or whatever, then that's the whole month gone. Rather than if they haven't begun that one Thursday, but they're in town a couple weeks later.
What is quorum? Are there seven people?
There's seven. And Karen is done. This would have been her last season, so she's off. So I don't know who appointed her, but somebody's going to reappoint for that. Charmaine hasn't been here since she stopped being chair. I think she's pretty much done. I don't know when her term is up.
But she was up, right? I thought she said she was up last October.
Yeah, but her thing wasn't reappointed, so I don't know. She keeps saying she's not coming. She doesn't ever say I'm off, so I don't know. Is she still on the list?
She was up in October.
Okay.
When? Last year? Right?
2017.
Yeah, she ain't coming.
Okay. So we need to have a reappointment for that chair. And a reappointment for Karen.
Is that the current list?
I don't know how current it is, but those terms have expired. And you're
you
on
expire
there.
10/19.
Yeah.
I expired 10/17. No, that's not right.
No, you must have re-upped. Did you know you did?
No, I was appointed in February of 15. This date's wrong.
Okay.
Because I checked and I sent you guys an email. I thought it was a 3-year term, right?
It is.
And so I expired in February of 18.
Okay.
15, 16, 17, 18. So
yes.
This date's not correct. Meg, 10/18.
Who's Meg?
McClellan.
Yeah, she must have dropped off a long time ago.
Lucille, you're up 10:18.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Charmaine, 10:17. She's done. Angeline, she was been done.
Yeah. She's been done, but we
but
haven't
she's
had
been
a
coming.
Reappointment.
Linda?
Oh, no, wait. Was Dennis the reappointment, or is he on the list also?
He's not on here.
Okay.
This list is a little, this is a little old.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we need
so
to get three new appointees.
Yeah, Linda Shaw is still on. When's Linda done? Is she still on there? What'd you say?
Sorry.
Oh, no.
So here are the 10:19.
Yes, I know that, yeah.
Yes, we know. 10:18. Linda Shaw is 10:18. And Dennis, when did you start?
I think that's going to be a year.
Was that May Allman?
Yeah.
Here she comes. I didn't even know she was on. I met her when I was working. The
oh, no, Meg McClellan. Meg,
oh, no.
No,
she's
not Meg Allman.
Oh, no.
Meg somebody else.
Okay.
Oh, I've never met
her.
Do you have a picture of this? Do you have a picture so they know?
No. I know I'm
so
on.
So that
Yolanda,
means...
could you get us an updated one?
Yeah, we'll get it from
the
city clerk.
Yeah.
There's four... Technically, there are four individuals. I've been coming, and who else has been coming? Somebody else.
What do you mean? Been coming to what?
To the meetings.
Yeah.
Angeline's done.
What was Linda?
Linda's probably done.
No, Linda's 10:18.
Right.
But she means she's not coming anymore.
No, 10:18.
Yeah, she'll come.
She came with me.
Yeah. She said she was coming.
We did our 3 years, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
You will.
In October.
Yeah.
18th.
Yeah, it looks like the mayor has some work to do.
Well, actually,
right,
they... Yeah, it's not all the mayor.
Someone needs to appoint.
Someone needs to appoint some people. Okay.
I know one person asked me how could she become a candidate. Now, I don't know. What's the procedure? Do you know, Tina?
To be a member?
Yes.
We have the application, and you can, yeah. You can complete the application and
submit it to the city clerk.
Yeah, but how is it disseminated? Because I was asked personally, and I think Linda was too.
If there's no application,
that's how I went.
Council member.
Somebody asked you?
No, I just submitted an application, and then a while later I got an email from the mayor.
Yeah, it can happen both ways.
Correct.
But
yeah.
Unsolicited. You fill out an application if you're not solicited.
Okay. And you can get it from the
online
website?
Yes.
Okay. If there's no further business, we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
A motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
We got a box. And what else do we do with that box? Because, see, next month, we might not have the quorum. That's what happens all the time. So what do we do with that box?
Well,
how do we go through, get the information, and give it to the council? Send it to...
Yolanda and Tina were going to find out for us when they intend to take that up again. And if it's sooner than our September meeting, then... We can call a special meeting. We can have a phone meeting. We can do something.
Okay.
It's not going to be sooner than September because next one coming up is August 27th, and we already have all agenda lined up. So
okay. It's
not going to be August 27th.
Okay. That works. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
had this necklace, I think, 20-some-odd years, and I got ready to get up.